It's going! It's going! It's going! Woo! It's going! It's Woo! Going! It's going!
Woo!
Hi, welcome everybody. You are here to listen to a sweet, sweet-ass podcast. Thank you very much.
Tapes and scowls.
Tapes and scowls. Gotta have me my tapes and scowls.
Couldn't get through this without at least one of those.
That's right. welcome everybody.
Hi.
It's Max. Max, do some pluggy things.
Superlittlefilms.com.
Yeah, go there. Get the stuff. Get all that stuff. That sweet, sweet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at @mad_dog_Tim. And you'll find everything through that for
Twitter.
The most part. Those twits. They're great.
T-wits.
Those T-wits. I'm going to start us off. You ready?
Please.
I bet this is a movie you don't like.
Okay.
That's why I watched it.
Great.
Hellraiser Judgment.
That's the newest Hellraiser?
Yeah, it's from 2018.
Yep.
Did you watch it?
I did.
Okay. Detective Sean and David Carter are on the case to find a gruesome serial killer terrorizing the city. Joining forces with Detective Christine Edgerton, they dig deeper into a spiraling maze of horror that may not be of this world. I think that's a very shitty description of this movie.
But sadly, that is the plot of this movie.
Yes. directed by Gary J. Tunnicliffe,
mm-hmm.
starring Damon Carney, Randy Wayne, Alexandra Harris.
Tunnicliffe is a special effects makeup artist, predominantly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is
and
he good
he worked
at that?
On pretty much all of the Hellraisers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
actually a really
material.
Accomplished special makeup effects artist.
Okay. Is this his, do you know if this is his first directorial?
I'm not sure if it's his first directing piece, but it is his first, obviously, his first Hellraiser.
Okay.
And so it's kind of cool to see that. Boy done well, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's 81 minutes. It is, of course, horror. It's all right.
There is a scene in this movie
mm-hmm.
that almost made me throw up. You probably know what it is.
I think I do.
It involves bodily fluids.
Yeah.
It is gross.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how they did it. I don't know if they just legitimately did it.
Okay.
But it is disgusting.
Yes. So there's a sequence that they go through. They allude to it several times. The weird thing of this movie is, if you know Hellraiser, there's a little cube, a little box,
mm-hmm.
and when you open it, hell comes.
That's right.
They steer away from that.
They do. So this movie was, I don't know if you know the story of this.
I don't.
Tunnicliffe kickstarted a movie that had to do with the judge character,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, you know, all the weird characters we've never seen before in a Hellraiser movie, and it ended up not getting kickstarted successfully, or crowdfunded wherever he did it. And so he took the script and took it to some of the people who had the rights to Hellraiser and was like, hey, I think I can make this into a Hellraiser. And they ended up going for it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. One way or the other. One of the two were just like, I think we should do this. And they ended up kind of bodging it into a Hellraiser.
Okay. Well, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah.
I wasn't totally against the not doing the puzzle box thing per se.
No.
But it was very jarring and unusual.
It is.
The movie's okay. It's just okay.
Agreed.
It doesn't feel like a Hellraiser movie too much. It's more of a detective mystery whodunit kind of movie.
Mm-hmm.
You have your gross stuff off the bat.
Yep.
And you really don't get more gross stuff until later.
Yep.
There are some cool twists that I did not see coming.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, it doesn't feel...
It's shabby, right? Like, there's a lot of pacing problems here.
There's a lot of issues, but I can't say I hate it.
No.
But
it's definitely not the worst Hellraiser.
What would be?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That'll be a special. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, if you want to see that, let us know. I will definitely rank all the Hellraisers for you if that's a thing you want me to do.
I do want you to do that.
Not you. I meant the people out there.
I don't care about that. I want that. I like Bloodline a lot.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I don't know where that goes in. I saw that in the theater.
Huh.
Yeah, me and two other people.
No, wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, I hope that's not the bottom of your list.
It's not.
Okay, hooray!
It is not.
Solid middle ground, right?
That's probably,
yes. All right, cool. Yeah, this movie is blah. It got a IMDb score of 4.3 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, the critics, which, by the way, there's only 8 that have reviewed this, give it a 50%.
Okay.
Audience, 28%.
I think the audience and the IMDb are a little harsh on it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like 50% is pretty fair.
That's why I gave it a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, I think you're right on the money here.
Yeah. Not the greatest thing ever, but surely not the worst.
No. It's real hard to get.
And now knowing what you told me, I look at it a little easier, too.
Yeah. It's also really hard to get me to react to an effects thing unless it's a needle. Needles,
sure.
I have a big problem with.
Yeah.
But there's an effect. It's a non-needle gag in this one. And I was seriously, my stomach turned pretty hard. I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's what happens when your director is a special makeup effects artist.
They get you.
Yeah. You get the good gags. So taking it in another direction of a movie that was not super well received.
Ooh.
I saw 2018's The Happy Time Murders.
Mm.
So this movie was directed by Brian Henson, son of the great Jim Henson.
Whoa!
Yeah. And it is a movie about puppets. And the description is, when the puppet cast of a 1990s children TV show begin to get murdered one by one, a disgraced LAPD detective, who is also a puppet, turned private eye, takes on the case.
See, I like that. That's a silly concept.
It is a silly concept. You also have Melissa McCarthy, and I want to tell you
how
I described it to Dan, because it was one of the most gross misspeakings I've ever managed to pull off. So much so that we now make it like a running joke when one of us doesn't really know how to describe something. This is now the description.
All right.
Melissa McCarthy, fa-a-doo-la-goo-la-la.
Whoa.
Yep.
You guys both can say that?
That is correct.
Wow. Yeah,
which is me trying to say, Melissa McCarthy fights a drooling gorilla. Because that is something that happens in this movie. So I'm not the biggest Melissa McCarthy fan.
I'm not either.
So that was already kind of a, oh boy. And I was lent this movie with the recommendation it's way better than everybody is saying it is.
Okay.
So that's what I got. There's some stuff in here that's funny. There's some stuff in here that's weird. It just feels like Brian Henson can't go too crazy, you know what I mean? Because it's Muppets, and he can't go too nuts. But there's like a puppet porn store where they're like filming a porn in the back, which involves like an octopus and like some other. It's just, I don't know if you've ever seen Meet the Feebles, Peter Jackson's movie.
I did not.
It's absolutely filthy gross. It's basically the like what happens behind the scenes of the Muppet Show.
Okay.
Is essentially the idea. It is. I mean, he takes it as far as you. I mean, farther than you want it to go. I mean, there's some nasty, gross stuff. Puppets use drugs. There's a lot of sexual perversion in it, and he does not shy away from it at all. In the movie, it's like, this is kind of like the more pulled back version of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some funny stuff. Like, I mean, like, the puppet ejaculates, and it's silly string. It's like, oh, that's funny. It's silly string. It's just, there's nothing in here that really jumps it up. The storyline's fine. You kind of know it's coming, because there's always a femme fatale in the classic noir stories, and this is no exception to it. And it's neat the way they end up kind of tying it all back together. It's not poorly written by any stretch. It's not really poorly executed. Some of the puppeteering stuff they do is actually really neat. So if you're a fan of the puppeteering aspect, it's cool to check out for that. But overall, nothing really to write home here. IMDb score 5.3 out of 10. Critics score 23, which I think is a little harsh. Audience score 40%. I gave it a 5.
Okay.
Because I like puppets. I like all that goes into the animatronic work and the mechanics of a puppet. I don't think the story's awful. I think, there's some stuff that's pretty cringy, but not for the reasons they want it to be cringy.
How was the Melissa McCarthy?
She was not a puppet. She was her.
Yeah, how was that?
That would have been better if she were a puppet. Because she's her.
Because, jeez.
She does, she's her. She's trying, right?
Jeez.
It's not Mike and Molly, which is probably her best stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, here's my next movie. This is another Netflix movie. I went on a Netflix tear because I knew you did not.
You're
at
getting
the time.
Your money's worth.
So I knew you. Well, I was trying to get things I knew you didn't watch because I knew at the time you did not have Netflix. So I was like, let's watch every Netflix. And my wife likes Netflix, so
yeah,
we've been on a kick of watching movies together. This is no exception.
Yeah, that's cool.
This movie is called Velvet Buzzsaw.
Oh man, I want to see this so bad.
Okay.
I'm excited to hear about this.
It's from 2019. I watched it on the 9th of February. It is 1 hour, 53 minutes. It is horror, mystery, thriller. A supernatural force sets out to exact revenge against art profiteers attempting to exploit a series of paintings by an unknown artist.
Okay.
Pretty on the nose. Pretty correct. Directed by Don Gilroy.
Did Nightcrawler.
Okay. Starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
From Nightcrawler.
Rene Russo.
From Nightcrawler.
Ooh. And Zoe Ashton?
I'm not 100% on her being in that.
I bet you.
But also, odds are, Rene odds Russo, are I believe, is married to the director.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This is a weird movie, and it's kind of hard to rate, honestly. I was really struggling with this.
Okay.
I like and dislike so much of this movie.
Oh, awesome. I like that, then. That intrigues me.
So I will say, Rene Russo is very good.
Awesome.
She's kind of like the top art profiteer kind of character.
Sure.
She's pretty good. Gyllenhaal is amazing. Mm. He is so good. He is essentially an art critic. What he says is law in this world. Mm, okay. He affects the workings of it, so to speak. It really did make you feel like how shitty some of this is.
Awesome.
This weird, seedy art world.
Yeah.
That being said, though, it's kind of like I can't relate to all of this in a way. And I'm kind of like, oh, man, it's when it drags, it drags.
Did you see Nightcrawler?
I did not.
So that's about Jake Gyllenhaal, who's like these night crawling, which is when you go out and you just drive around and try to find like something that happens and video it so you can sell it to the news.
Mm.
And you watch him slowly become awful through it.
Mm.
So it seems like you're losing that connection in this particular film.
He's so good. Jake Gyllenhaal is so good in this.
He's just getting better with age.
He really is. His character, you're like, is he... he's so eccentric.
Yeah.
Okay? He's not a gay man, but mm-hmm. he has those stereotypes, I guess, of sure. what film makes gay people look mm-hmm. like, which is awkward.
Yep.
It's just awkward to even try to explain that in a way that makes sense.
No, they give you those idiosyncrasies that we...
Right.
And it's just that visual cue of, real quickly... If we give him these quirks, you know he's gay. It's a lazy filmmaking.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's not really? I don't know.
Yeah.
Basically, what happens is things aren't going well, and this one woman who is having an awful run of luck at this place finds these paintings from a man in her apartment building who has died.
Okay.
And they're very dark and very good, actually.
Awesome.
They end up making an art display, and then... Of course, people start dying.
Yeah.
People start dying. Some of the deaths are awesome. Some of the effects are awesome. But as a movie, it's just very strange. I think that's the best way to describe it. It's just strange. There's so much I love and so much I hate of this movie.
Sure.
It's really back and forth.
And you watched it with your wife?
I did.
What was her reaction?
She mostly enjoyed it.
Okay.
But not like highly over me.
Right, right.
She probably rates it a little higher, maybe a score or two higher than me.
Sure.
But Gyllenhaal's the best part. By far. Awesome. Russo's great.
Yeah.
Gyllenhaal's the best.
Awesome.
The ending is very good. I enjoyed the ending.
Cool.
But I, of course, don't want to spoil that.
No. I'll say it.
So, IMDb gives it a 5.7 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Rotten Tomatoes out of 100. I've started writing down the critic numbers at this
point.
Nice.
I like this.
64%, and it was 148 critics who mm-hmm. reviewed it. And 1,407. Now, this was really close to when it came out, so this number may have changed. The audience score is 37.
Oof.
I give it a 4.
Ooh, okay.
4 out of 10.
So we're back to teeth crawling to shut it off, huh?
I wouldn't rewatch it.
Okay.
I really like Jake Gyllenhaal. I can't say that enough. And I just can't say it enough.
No, but... that's fine. I mean, like Hold the Dark.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, yeah,
that's our new...
yeah, that's we scrambled onto the shittiest possible thing. He's the Skarsgård of this film.
Yeah. Yeah. I was very impressed with him. But yeah, that's it. That's
okay.
it.
Okay. Fair enough. So I have an equally weird... horror right. movie.
This is our weirdest episode, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, this is the 16th film I've watched this year, and I do believe this is where we're cracking into February for me.
Mm-hmm.
The title of the film is Possession, and it came out in 1981.
Ooh, cool.
Okay, so it's got Sam Neill as your main character. I forgot to write down the director's name because I jotted this one down so we could keep hitting our stride here.
Yeah, no, our stride's really on fire.
Yeah, our stride's great.
Not that you care.
It's a great stride.
Hey, look at us go.
Yeah, for sure. And it is a really bizarre movie. The description here doesn't really do it justice, but it's a woman starts exhibiting increasingly disturbing behavior after asking her husband for a divorce. Suspicions of infidelity soon give way to something much more sinister.
Ooh, so much more.
So this movie is hard to watch in a way that is, the best way I can describe it is, do you remember when you were young and your parents would fight? And I mean, like, if they get into, like, a pretty epic fight, how uncomfortable it
yeah.
was?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what this movie is.
The whole movie.
The whole movie Ooh. Is this horrendous, volatile relationship between mm. Sam Neill and his wife. And, I mean, it is hard to watch. Like,
wow.
He physically assaults her. She physically assaults him. There's a point where she cuts herself with an electric kitchen knife. It gets into like really haywire stuff. Like there are monsters in apartment buildings that like the wife is feeding people to, and it is
that's wild.
There is some stuff in here that is hard to watch. It's a very disturbing movie. It's very effective at what it does. It definitely unsettled me, and it made me uncomfortable the whole time.
I don't think I've ever heard you talk of a movie like this.
Yes. That's interesting. Because it attacks on this... Did you see Hereditary? Mm-mm. Hereditary is very similar, where it puts you on this level of something that's so comfortable, like being at home or having a family, and it just distorts that so much that you just... It puts you completely off-center from the like the top of the movie. So you can't be comfortable at all.
Interesting.
Yes, it does a really good job of being harsh. The score is great and just droning and violent. It just it is absolutely fantastic on all fronts. Really hard, like, not a movie, kind of like Crash, when we talked about that. It's a movie that I would not, like, boy, oh boy, can't wait to toss that on and have a casual good time.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a very challenging movie.
Welcome to the Possession Party, everybody.
Yeah, it's a very challenging film, but it is worth your time if you're into that. If you don't mind a movie asking a lot of you, this is a good one to go after. IMDb gives it a 7.4 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes criticals, 85%. Audience score, 79%. Max score is 8 out of 10.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I had no clue where the scores were going to be.
Yeah.
Based off of just how uncomfortable this movie is.
Yes.
It's good and uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's fine because it's setting out to do that to you, right? So it's like, if that's your goal, man, if that's what you're after for whatever reason, if that's the story you need to tell, tell that, make me as uncomfortable as possible. And Possession's absolutely successful at that.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Go home.